Mesechtas Erevin, Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. Bakol Ma'arvin, with all types of food you can make an Erev. The Mishnah over here is discussing specifically Erev Tchumen and the Erev of Shitif Mevais. Erev Tchumen is, the Tchum is a person's boundaries of 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos from the place where he settles to live on Shabbos. And he can shift that by placing food somewhere else and shift where his area of designation where he's settling on Shabbos is by placing food there. Or Shitif Mevois is where different people that are part of a Mavi. A Mavi is an alleyway that has courtyards opening into it. Each courtyard has houses. They join together by all giving in food together to one place that they have a joint residence and allows them to carry throughout the Chatzeris and the Mavi. The Mishnah is not talking about an Erev Chatzeris of people joining in to share in a Chatzer and carrying in the Chatzer. There it's more stringent, they need specifically bread. But in these two things, Erev Tchumim and the Shitif Mevois, Bakol Ma'arvin, you can do Erev with all types of food, Umishtatvin, and join together. Chutz Min Amayim Umin HaMelech, except for water and salt, which are not considered foods, those two do not work. The Mishnah lists other halachas that water and salt are excluded from. V'hakol Nikach B'Kesef Meiser, all types of foods can be purchased with the money of Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Specifically, food items have to be purchased. Chutz min amayim u'min hamelech, except for water and salt, because these are not considered foods for the Torah requirement. Hanoyder min hamazon, if someone makes a neder, a vow to abstain from food, from muzon, from nourishing food, mutter b'mayim u'min hamelech, he's permitted to eat, to drink water and have salt. They're not considered in this category halachically. The Mishnah goes back to the halachas of the Erev. The Erev can be made from any food, even foods that there's certain restrictions on. Ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin, you can make an Erev for Nazir even with wine, even though the Nazir is forbidden from drinking wine. U'Yisrael b'truma, and also for Yisrael by using truma. Truma can only be eaten by a kayin, but you can use an Erev even for Yisrael with truma food that he can't eat. Simcha says you have to use chulin. You cannot use truma because the Yisrael is forbidden to eat the truma and there's no way that he'll ever be able to eat it. He agrees that you can use wine for a nazir because it is possible for the nazir to partake in the wine because it's possible for him to annul his vow by getting a bezin together or a baki, an expert, and annul his vow as a nazir and then be able to drink the wine. Even though it's not likely he will, but it's possible, and so it could be used for a Erev, according to Simchas. But the Tanakhama holds, even if it's forbidden, without any exceptions to the people in the Erev, it still can work for the food for the Erev. The Mishnah continues, V'lakayin b'beis ha'pras, you can also make an Erev for a kayin with food that's in a beis ha'pras, in an area that is suspect to contain human bones. It was plowed and it had a body there, and the bones may have been scattered, and the kain is not allowed to become tamei to the bones of the dead body. Still, you can make the Erev there. It is possible for him to walk in a way that he clears away the loose dirt to make sure there's no bones in front of him. Rabbi Huda says, afilu b'beis ha'kvaris, even you can use for a kain food that's in a beis ha'kvaris. He can go by making lachitz, he can make a partition and make a separation between him and the graves in the Beis HaKvaris, in the graveyard, by putting a box around himself of some sort and go and get the food. So it is within the realm of possibility and therefore works for an Erev for him. Mishnah Beis continues, Ma'arvin b'dmai, you can use dmai, which is produce purchased from Ma'aretz, and it's rabbinically obligated in Meiser. Yet aniyim, poor people, can eat from it without any restrictions, so that works as an Erev, since it is permitted for aniyim, for poor people. B'maiser rishon shenitzel trumasa, you can use maiser rishon, the first maiser after the trumas maiser was taken off. This is something that's fit for anyone to eat. U'b'maiser sheni v'hektish shem neftu, maiser sheni and hektish's things that were dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. These things sheniftu that were redeemed. Once they're redeemed, they're permitted to anyone. V'kayhanim b'chala v'truma, and kayhanim as well, you can use with chala, which is a piece of dough separated when baking bread, v'truma, the truma that's separated. These things are specifically only permitted to a kayin. However, we learned in the previous Mishnah that The Tanakam in the last Mishnah held, once it's permitted to Akain, even for Yisraelim also, it can work for Erev. Avaloi b'tavol. But you can't make an Erev with tavol. Tavol is produce that did not have the trumas and maisers taken off. This is forbidden to all. And it can't be used for the Erev. V'loi b'maiser rishon, sh'loi nidla trumasai, nor can you use maiser rishon before the trumas maiser is taken off. This is also forbidden to all. V'loi b'maiser sheni v'hektish, sh'loi niftu, and you can't use maiser sheni that has not been redeemed, and is forbidden to eat outside your shlaim, nor hektish, that has not been redeemed, and it's forbidden to eat. And by all, these things can't be used for Erev. The Mishnah continues, Hashaleach Eruvai, someone who sends the Erev to go be established, he's sending food to a certain area to make his Erev Tchumen, to designate his dwelling place, that from there he should have the 2,000 Amos boundary to travel within on Shabbos. And he sends his Erev Biyad Chirish Shaita V'Katan, in the hands of a Chirish, a deaf mute, or Shaita, a crazy person, V'Katan, a minor. These people are not considered ben dash. They don't have the proper mental capacity to make halachic action, halachic decision. I biad misha in a mitzvah be'erev, or he sends it in the hands of someone who doesn't admit to the concept of erev. He's an apikaris, a heretic. He's kafir. He denies the existence of this halacha. So the erev is sent in the hands of these people. In the erev, it's not a good erev. The person who is placing the erev, he needs to have das. Needs to have the mental capacity and the willingness to have this intent to make the Erev, and these people don't fall under that category. Vim amar la'achar l'kabalei, but if he tells another person to receive it from either the Cheir Shaita V'Katan or the Kaifer, he tells a qualified person, take the food from that from them and then make the Erev. Amar la'achar l'kabalei b'menu, he tells someone else to accept the food from them and to go establish the Erev, then Hareza Erev, this is going to be a good Erev.